Welcome to episode 30, the big 3-0 of Nothing on the Radio. The professionalism's never left us. Just start talking.
Sorry. I didn't realise it was... You weren't like, are you ready yet or...
I just thought you'd see me reaching over and the big red record button, me hitting it.
I thought maybe you would knock me a drink all over the computer again.
So, funny story that just happened. I just offered Em, because Em's poor, so I often give her things, shoes, food. Literally give her a pair of shoes not long back. I'm like, we're getting some new lounges. Kids are rough on lounges. And I'm like, do you want our leather lounge?
I just said, can I have your lounge? You didn't even offer.
And then I'm like, yeah, you can have it. One's in really good nick. And then I told her how like we actually had to get them fixed under warranty a couple of times. And then she looked at me and was like, can you get them fixed again before you give them to us? And it's like, well, no. And she's like, oh, okay. Will that warranty, does that go with the lounges when they get like sitting around? So,
but how would they know? How would they know? Like you could have just moved house. Imagine, how would they know that I'm not Louis Riley?
Imagine the entitlement. Would you like this lounge? Yes, please. Can you... I'm interested. Will that warranty travel with me? Because otherwise, you're going to have to sweeten the deal with
somebody
else.
How would they know?
They would know. They would know. Either way. It's just good when you get someone that you want to do something nice to someone. I'm waiting for it to go. Can you deliver it? Oh, thank you so much, Lou. But I haven't got a ute. Can you deliver that for me?
You are definitely delivering it.
Okay.
How good is it to be back, Louis?
It's satisfactory. It's so hard. So I know we started this doing once a week and then it was once a fortnight. I think at this stage now, this is like a once a year.
Every time someone has a baby, we do one.
And Em's pregnant again. No, just looks it.
I've been asked twice in the last few months if I'm pregnant. So that's, I'm no longer eating.
The question, who has the testicles to go, are you pregnant?
Well, neither, because both were women.
But when do they ask? Are they asking like...
One was when I went to get a massage at one of those like Asian parlours in the shopping centres.
So were they asking because they didn't want to like accidentally massage the baby's head?
Yeah. Yep. And she's like, and you're pregnant? And I was like, no, just fat.
No, this is burritos. Yeah. Vegetarian burritos. And who was the other person?
A...
Doctor.
A qualified doctor. But I'm not... I'm not even offended.
Wait, it was really a doctor?
It was actually.
If this is going to be like, you lead into you like spilling like some really personal stuff about a doctor visit, is this where it's going?
It's a mental doctor.
They're mental?
No, it was a psychologist.
One of those crazy John mental doctors? You went to the cheapest one you could. I'm cheap, but I'm also suffering from mental illness. Did that happen?
What?
Are mental health professionals, are they allowed to have mental health problems?
Of course. Psychologists see psychologists.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's like me going to a mechanic who then goes and talks to another mechanic about my car.
What, so psychologists have to be just perfect?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Look, if they're listening out there, I'm sure there's a team listening to this, not because they're fans, more for research.
I'm sure this is going to get used in a uni lecture one day.
I just feel like it's, I don't know, I guess it makes sense. I mean, as I said, a mechanic, they probably do talk to other mechanics about things that like, you know,
yeah.
We don't know how this works, you know, maybe I need to talk to someone else about it. But I don't know, they should be like, maybe we need robot psychologists.
Yeah.
Oh, we've never lost it, have we? We never lost the spark.
Look, at the end of the day, I'm not offended because I know that I've put on weight and I just don't get the audacity of someone to.
But you always hold your belly like those pregnant photos, you know, where with the top and bottom.
I fucking hate that. I hate the whole, walks like, around,
she holds it like...
It looks like they're grabbing their vagina.
Yeah. She walks around holding it like a basketball in front of her all the time.
Yeah.
And then when people are like, are you pregnant? She's like, oh, how dare you? But then she's holding it like, you know, she's about to give someone like a cake.
The thing was, one of the times that I got asked, I was at a party and I was very drunk. Like, and...
Yeah, but that's not saying that you should... That's just saying that... I think you're pregnant and you're going to be a bad mother.
I think you should stop drinking because you're with child.
Think of the baby. I'm not pregnant. Oh, think of yourself then.
I just don't know. I just don't know what people are thinking.
Talking about doctors and health and that,
mm.
You went to speech pathologist.
I did.
Because have we talked about your stutter on the show or not?
No.
People just assume that it was like a
poor, as an audio
me
thing.
Mixing it poorly. No.
For those fans that have been listening in for a while, they know that's that five. I have a stutter.
Let's assume
all three and a half of you.
There's like five people that are going to listen to this anytime in the next 5 years.
No, I do have a stutter. I've had it my whole life. It's one of those things that you have as a kid and everyone's like, oh, you grow out of it. And I just never did.
Did I not bring this story up? Maybe I did.
Maybe.
Where I didn't know you had a stutter until like much. I'd known you for a long time and I was in the car with you. And you went, oh, I'm going to see Jen. And I went, Jen. And you're like, that's rude. And I'm like, well, what? You're just stuttering. You're like, yes, I have a stutter. I'm like, oh.
And then you're like, are you pregnant?
You pregnant? Why are you holding,
really
why
dig
your,
the knife
why
in?
Why are you holding your vagina like a basketball? Why's your uterus so inflated?
No, I people, and quite a few people have done that to me in my life, but
oh, just, on purpose?
No, like not knowing that, like just being like, oh, you stuttered over that, or oh, I didn't hear what you said, or like.
And what words or letters or is it B you don't like?
L's, S's, V's. There's quite a few P's. Sometimes it just depends what the sound is, but. But then sometimes I'm fine. So.
Right.
So what happens
is vessels hard to say?
Yeah, it is. Fuck you, Louis. But then sometimes it's not. The thing is, you get to know what words you stutter on and you come up with alternatives. So a lot of people don't know you stutter at all.
Like Porky Pig. He does that.
No, I don't.
He goes like, something, then he says something else.
Yeah.
So he's actually like a spokesperson for the speech pathology.
We use him as that, yeah. You fucking idiot. But no, it's an interesting time.
So
I still stutter, but
yeah, only now and again. And I think unless someone, as I said, only because I think I was by pointing it out, I don't think everyone would know about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you've only just been spending some time for uni in the hospital.
Yeah.
And doing your mental health. What are they called? Placement. And you've got some stories, not everything we talk about, but you were telling me that you have to wear a duress button.
Yeah.
Now, did you press it while you were there?
Yes, only once.
Because you felt like you're in danger?
No, just because
you thought you were going to do something to someone.
Yeah, just felt like I was going to endanger other people. No, just because I saw something that needed other people around that situation straight away.
You did a really big shit in the toilet.
Guys, I'm going to need some help here.
Look at this. I've tried to flush it. It's not going to work. I need
Have you ever been in that situation? Like at a work or at someone's house?
There is a toilet at my work right now that
this still has my shit in it.
It would. It's one of those toilets. God. It's one of those toilets that you press the flush button and it makes all this tremendous splashing around and it looks like there's a fucking storm going into the toilet in the bowl with water going everywhere. And then you're like, and then it stops and half your shit's still just floating around in it with toilet paper. It's like, fuck.
Toilet paper's going to be the easiest thing to get rid of.
So then I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. So then I like press it again. I'll keep washing my hands. And I'll be like, after the third time, I'll be like, nah, there's a bit of corn left floating around there. That's
always corn.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not a plumber and I don't know why there's toilets. So that, there's also the toilet door at work for some reason feels like someone's always holding on the other side when I try to grab it.
Like I hope there is. I hope there is just to mess
always,
with you.
I try to do it and I try to get out and it sort of grabs and every time I'm like, there's someone on the other side of this. And I'm like, oh no, of course. It's just
one day there is going to be someone on the other
well,
side.
I told the production manager, I keep going to get out of there and it feels like someone's trying to hold me in. And he's the sort of guy I feel like may walk up to it and hold the door now that I'm in there, knowing it's one of my fears. And there's no lock on that door for some reason.
What?
I walked in on the guy.
Oh, my
piss.
God. I would quit first day.
And I was on one of my first weeks where I opened the door and there's a guy just in a piss. And I was like, oh, sorry. Like, definitely should have knocked. Like, everyone knows there's no lock on it.
Speaking of walking into people going to the toilet. Wait, how did we get onto this? What were we talking about?
The
duress.
Oh, the duress. No, wait. With the duress. So Is it up? Do they tell you when you can and can't use it?
Well, isn't that self-explanatory? If you're in danger, or if you see someone in danger, and you're
there, what do you think you can handle it?
It's not fight. Like it's not.
It's not Fight Club.
It's a Fight Club, mate. It's not. You're not in there to like prove yourself to anyone. It's not a.
That's why you're never.
It's not a Mortal Kombat kind of.
That's why you're never going to make it.
I mean, Emily, if you go into the room and if you think you can take it, by all means, because we're very busy out here. We're understaffed. We're nurses. That was day
we
one orientation.
Are flat out.
That was actually a nursing strike when I was there.
If they get in your face and you think you can lay them out without using your rest fund, just lay them out and we'll deal with it.
You're a big girl. You look pregnant. You're pregnant. I mean, you could probably take it. You're a big girl.
Just be careful of the baby.
What baby? Nothing.
Nothing. Did I stutter?
Did I stutter? We're just rolling it all into one there.
Yeah, there's all these things I've been wanting to say to you for so long. Big, fat, stuttering idiot.
You're going to drive from a bridge on the way home.
I forgot why I like this. I'm going to tell this, release all this anger. I'm like, hey, you, Mum. Oh, that's for the psychiatrist.
I wonder why I've been so happy for so long. Haven't had you there to pull me down.
What were wiping. Yeah, you walked in on Dan. He was standing up. He was wiping his ass. Oh, he's going to...
Sorry, Dan. Did I say don't mention names? We have a small house.
We didn't say it was Dan, your partner.
No.
It was just another guy called Dan.
Dan the man. The discussion topic I want to discuss is, I don't know, I mean, I guess girls and guys, both shit. So, but...
I guess. We'll put that in the guess pile.
But do they wipe differently? So do guys, is it a normal thing for guys to stand up when they wipe their ass after shitting?
I don't think I've ever done that. No, maybe if I had like a really bad one, like, and I was like on more, it was rather than wiping, it was more like, you know, if you were to like I had to control, like it was everywhere. Like if you do a shit and... Oh, I don't know why I'm saying this. It sounds like I just chill over myself. And I'm going to
look
talk.
On my
face. I think I may, maybe I have stood up. No, but not like maybe once in my lifetime where I've done like, you know, I've been crook and had, you know, diarrhea and because of food poisoning or something like that.
Stand up, compose yourself and get back in there. You scope the situation.
But this is, now I started talking about this because I noticed Charlie... He's only 5 the other day, suddenly wiping from between his legs. And he was doing a really bad job of it. And I was like, hey, Charlie, no, let's go back to the way you used to wipe, which was like around the side. Is that the standard?
Like wiping from the side.
You stick your hand out with the toilet paper in front of your face. Do you then go down between your two legs?
No, well, that's just a UTI waiting to happen for a girl.
Yeah.
Going from the front.
It's a band, yeah.
No.
Right. So this is what I caught him doing. And I mean, even with a guy, you're risking like just wiping all over your testicles because you've got to then wipe back up.
Well, that's why I was asking, is standing up a normal thing? But then I would think when you stand up, your butt cheeks are going to close and that's going to get harder to get in those nooks and crannies.
Maybe he's got a scat fetish.
A what?
Scat, like poo fetish. Like, you know, Scatman John.
What's that got to do with?
Nothing. I'm just talking now.
I'm so confused. Did I miss something?
Maybe he likes the idea of, now I'm just suggesting that Dan wants to have shit all over his ass and that's like his sexual fetish. I think we've seen that. I thought we talked about 25 episodes, we're going to stop talking about poo, and I think half this is
female. Well, I thought that was going to happen after like the first episode.
About poo. Let's talk about this Irish bloke who wanted to fight me in the parking lot. I was driving around Greenhill Shopping Centre the other week and... There was a guy parked at an angle. So his back wheel was in the wrong car space, but also due to the angle, he was in this ute, like a full ute with a full tray on the back. Getting into it was almost impossible. And Greenhills, like most big shopping centres now, they're constantly packed. Doesn't seem to matter when you go there, there's just heaps of people.
Yeah, who doesn't want to be at Greenhills?
Yeah, that's right. And then I... do a lap around, still can't find a car space. get back to this ute and the guy's getting in it. And I pull my window down.
So, like, he's taken up two spots.
Two spots.
Yeah.
When I say two, like, he had enough of his car in the one where he's come in at an angle where unless you were in, like, really even a tiny car would have struggled with it. But it was – and I just pulled up and I went, mate, that is a terrible park. Mm. That's how I said it. I didn't call him anything. I just said, mate, that is a terrible park. He lost his mind. He said, mate – and remember, he had an Irish accent. I can't do it properly.
Do it.
I'm going to be sure, to be sure. He was like, oh, I don't give a fuck. That's terrible.
No, that was good.
That was – I feel –
I'm a little bit turned on.
I'm cringing just thinking about it. And that's not how he sounded either. But he was like, oh, I don't give a fuck. And I'm like, yeah, no, you don't give a fuck.
What was his age? I'm just trying to picture
40.
Him. Yeah, was he hot?
He was handsome enough, but I wasn't going to say, mate, I don't care how hot you are, you don't get to park like that.
That's the island. That accent. Use mate, what you
unless
want, mate.
You want the worst blowjob of your life, you get in your fucking you can get
like,
out
I'll
of here.
I'll do it.
I'll hate it, and you'll hate it.
Throw in some teeth.
But I was like, and he's like, oh, mate, I don't give a fuck. And I said, yeah, I know you don't give a fuck. That's why you've parked like that. And then he's like, yeah, mate, well, the car that was here, he started making like an excuse to why you parked. And I said, mate, there's no excuse to why you've parked like that. You're taking up two spots. And he's like, mate, get out of the car. We'll sort this out. And I'm like, well, no, mate. How about you just park properly? Like, I was actually super calm about this. I mean, I was no, also.
You literally just told me that getting into arguments with people is your dopamine, like not 10 minutes ago.
That was a private conversation. I gave you doctor-patient privileges and you just blasted that.
I was a doctor in that conversation. It's great.
But no, I was calm. Hey, yeah, but it doesn't mean I wasn't calm when I was getting my dopamine. I was high. I was euphoric. I started to orgasm when I was getting that much dopamine. He's going, you want to fight? And I was going, oh.
Taking your sock off.
Then I'm like, no. But then he would go back to going, I don't give a fuck. And I'm going, I know you don't give a fuck. And then he was like, mate, you're not the only one having a bad day. And I went, yeah, but I haven't caused you to have a bad day. You're making me have a bad day You're making me have a bad day by parking like this. And as I said, I'm like, I can't tell I've had a bad day because of this parking situation. But he was like, you're not the only one having a bad day. It just went back and forth a lot until he's like, fuck off. And then it took ages to get out of the park. And I was waiting there.
I mean, if I was him, I would have just walked back into that shopping centre. I don't care where I had to be. I would have cancelled everything.
I was like, I'm going to take this park. And then I think he purposely took too long then because obviously he didn't like me in this stage. Don't know why.
Of course he did.
But then I got it because then I did a loop back around and he'd gone. So I got it. But then I did park in there and I'm like, I could.
It is a bit of a weird angle, actually.
I could come. You know, he was right. This is hard.
I'm going to go find him.
I was half expecting to come back to have like expecting like 6 foot of PVC pipe be smashed through my windows.
No, I deserve that.
But yes, talking about dopamine hits. So everyone gets like, but that was, but I'm not saying I was relaxed from that. But
yeah.
I think that when I feel like I'm in the right, in conflict, I will get. I guess that's what it's called. Like it's a dopamine hit. You get.
Yeah,
like
I guess so.
It's sort of hard to explain. I think it's too black and white to be like, oh, like fighting with people, it gives me, because then I sound like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
But I guess conflict, I don't mind having conflict where other people don't, like they don't like conflict. I'll quite happily confront someone about something.
Yeah.
And I don't leave that situation feeling worse for it.
Yeah.
I get erections. Completely normal. You talk to any psychologist. They will tell you it's very common for lunatics to get erections when they have fights with people. Okay.
Well, mine's a bit different. Mine's not so much arguing with people. I watch videos on the internet and...
Of pimples getting popped?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like we might talk about this.
I don't know. I used to think I was weird, and now there's a massive
community.
Dr. Pimple Popper thing, I follow her, and I just love her.
Yeah, I'll quite happily watch a 20-minute video of blackheads and pimples being removed.
Yeah, but when I get really, because I have anxiety and I get quite stressed out, and I find that if I'm laying in bed of a night time, I can't sleep. I'll put one of those on, and it it just chills me out. And I have no idea why. I can't explain it, but I just find that it just brings me to my center.
But
lines my inner chakra.
But tell me if I'm alone here. I could watch a human getting their pimples popped all day.
Mm.
The second someone's like, here's my dog getting a blackhead removed, I'm like,
oh, no, see.
Yuck.
Why?
I don't know.
No, you're talking to a vet nurse, like anytime there's anything like that.
No, but I don't get the same feeling of satisfaction watching it. It's the opposite. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, can't watch that.
No, I get it.
You like that too.
No, I think it's just the release of the
You're pus, a freak.
Okay, crossed the line, did we, with the fucking animal? Jesus Christ.
Just fight with people and have orgasms like that, like normal people do.
I did get into a few conflicts with people in the COVID times of people putting up pool shit.
Yeah,
stuff. I deleted a few people because something that really fascinates me is that people don't know the difference between fact and opinion.
Yeah, I get fascinated by that too. When you say fascinate, do you mean burning hot anger?
That's the one. Sorry. I always get confused between those two.
I'm so fascinated with this fucking...
People, the amount of times people have said to me when I like bring stuff up and they're like, well, that's your opinion. I'm like, no, that's me telling you a fact.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And
you're not getting it.
Yeah, I know. You go, no, well, my opinion is that the virus, we should just be running our kids and letting them play in the dirt and eating snails and that'll stop them from getting COVID. It's like, no, that's not right. Like,
my opinion is that we should all just go back to, like, this is like mid-pandemic. We should all just go back to normal life. No one should have to wear masks. We should all just be able to do whatever we want. That's an opinion, and it's a dangerous opinion. That's not a fucking fact. Like, that's not a fact. A fact is that right now we have to protect, like, oh, just the science compared to people's opinions of, like...
I know what you're saying. I think I had the same feelings during the pandemic, but these opinions were so rampant that it almost lost its appeal to even discuss it because it became so ridiculous. There were so many people online saying these dumb things. It was like if any Facebook post where you might be like, that doesn't make any sense. There was going to be 1,000 people going, oh, that's your opinion. Or, you know, oh, this is how I think I told you I was part of that acoustic neuroma group when I had that tumor taken out. And in that group, there was people, and I joined it for opinions on the surgery and recovery.
Yep.
And then there's people being like, hey, here's a video I found about the dangers of using mobile phones and causing tumors. And it's like, and I started arguing with certain people on the group, and it was like, and it's the same thing again. This is just my opinion. Yeah, but I'm not, I don't want your fucking opinion.
Is it peer research? No, then go it's fuck yourself.
It's always nonsense.
No, like, yeah, don't share something from some Instagram influencer or from Pete Evans that has no educate.
Pete Evans, by the way, released a recipe for bone broth for children that would have killed babies.
Fantastic.
Talking about no scientific proof, this came up just late. Four-way stop signs.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think we're going to argue so much about this, but I do think they're fucking stupid.
There's one that I go through every morning on the way to drop my child to daycare, and it angers me the amount of people that don't know what to fucking do.
Well, as I said to you, a lot of it, what you have to, and this is going to sound dumb as well, you have to stop at a stop sign. Now, why I say that, because if the person in front of you stops, you haven't stopped at the stop sign.
Yep.
Just remember that. The person in front of you has stopped. When you get to the stop sign, you also have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think at a four-way stop sign, some of it is more like, okay, I'm going straight, they're going straight, we're opposite each other, fine. If we're opposite each other and I'm turning and they're going straight, obviously I've got to give way to them, I'm turning in front of them.
But the rule is whoever gets there first.
Is it really?
Yeah, the rule is whoever gets there first goes first. But if you all get there at the exact same time, that's when the kind of rule of the roundabout comes in, where you give way to your right.
Yeah, right.
What?
Rule the roundabout sounds like a Mad Max thing. Something like that. The rule of the roundabout shall apply.
So after whoever gets there first, it's whoever was born under the first the first full moon of Sagittarius goes. Everyone's it's not that fucking hard.
Lining the windows going, how old are you? What's your star sign? Exactly. Oh, I knew it. All Leos are fuckwits.
Fucking go, mate.
No, I mean, but I constantly get angry on the roads. I'm constantly, like, screaming at people and beeping and flashing.
No, but you were completely calm in that car park.
I was calm, but also just because I'm angry doesn't mean I'm not calm.
Wow, that was beautiful.
If I'm telling someone off, okay, a lot of the time I am not calm when I'm angry. I am ropeable. But it doesn't mean I'm wrong or that my... I feel like...
I know what you mean, no.
I guess I get frustrated when it's like, oh, just chill out. It's like, no, just fucking drive properly.
Yeah.
Don't interfere with my driving experience. Get in the left lane. Fucking stay there. I had to drive to Sydney for work a couple of times the last couple of weeks. The amount of people going down the freeway at 110 k's an hour sitting in the right lane and you'll drive up behind them.
That frustrates me.
Flash your lights.
Yep.
Flash your lights. They'll eventually see you. Move over, let you pass. The second you pass, they're like, back into me lane. It's like, what are you doing? Just fucking stay out of it. Better get back into me lane. No one will ever lose it.
Well, this stress is going to cause you an early death, Louis.
Probably. But everyone assumes I'm going to go out that way. So
let's hope so.
What's that?
Nothing.
There was a guy,
I went to MAFE Woolies a few weeks ago and someone had parked. I actually took a photo of it. I have to show you. I forgot. Someone had parked in a car park, but it's like they'd gone, like they're driving into the car park. It's like they'd gone halfway in and gone, this should do it. And then just got out of their car and went and did their shopping. So I'd come in and the car park was full and I thought this person was leaving because their car was halfway out of the fucking car. And I stood there. I sat there in my car.
With no one in it.
I didn't realize because you couldn't see them because it was blocked out by the other car with my blinker on for a good like 30 seconds before I realized that car wasn't fucking moving and it was parked.
30
like,
seconds. Are you ever going to get that time back?
But like it, after that I was like, oh, that car isn't moving. And then I had to like people were having to drive around it.
Yeah.
And it was a really, really old car. It's one of those cars like from like the 1970s or something like that. So it was obviously probably like an old person that was just like, oh, this is close enough.
May as well just be dead.
The person.
Yeah.
Obviously. At what point do older people ever get tested on...
For AIDS?
That was my question. The AIDS and the driving. I'm guessing they come at the same time.
No, once you get to a certain age, it's like 75, 80, something like that. Yeah, you have to start doing more like tests every 2 years or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
But in saying that as well, the tests, I've thought about this in detail. The tests aren't good enough.
Of course you have.
Because the test can be like very simple and be like, can you do this? You'll have to do this. And it's like, yeah, they can't, that's all fine. They know the road rules, but it's them actually doing things. I actually think that all RTA centres, whatever they're called now, should have a board with a bunch of flashing lights on it. Now, they say to you, here is what's going to happen. We're only allowed to explain this to you once because this is a cognition.
Gee, you should have to do it.
This is a test on cognition and reflexes, right? So this is the cognition part. We're going to tell you once. If you don't understand
this. Start shooting balls at them?
Well, yeah, maybe. Every state's different.
You have to catch at least two balls.
In your mouth. Go. No. So they go, cognition test is us explaining this test to you once only. We determine if you can't understand these very simple commands that you aren't cognitively, I'm not going to be obvious, say it, you're not able to understand and...
You ain't going to drive basically, no more.
Yeah. So they go... You see six lights on the board in front of you. These lights, one of them will light up at a time. Shut up. You would fail this test.
You really thought about this?
Yes, I have. You will have to press the light as it lights up. There will be 10 lights that light up. They will each be lit for, let's say, heaps too long, 3 seconds.
I'm already confused and I'm 33-year-old.
There's six lights on a wall, right? They're buttons, though. They light up, and when they light up, you have to slap them with your hand, right? Now, they're going to stay lit up for way too long, 3 seconds each, right? If you cannot slap these buttons before the light goes out, you do not have the reflexes to drive a fucking Land Cruiser with a 3-ton caravan on the back. Because that's what you can drive with a regular license. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So then they go, rightio, Mrs., you know.
Doubtfire.
God, that's the worst name. Mrs. Doubtfire. Now it's like, it's not an old lady, it's a bloke in a costume. Doesn't matter.
That's what I was picturing.
So this old, they're like, and if she goes, I don't understand. It's like, oh, unfortunately, we need your license because those... I'm not the one that's going to write them, but it'll be very clear whoever writes them. But if they're like, wait, what do I have to do? Then you go, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to explain the test again. I need to cut your license up.
What you just explained...
Oh, wait. And if she goes...
the most confusing thing I've ever heard.
Then she goes, yes, I understand. And they put her in front of the buttons, right? Miss, the test will start in 3, 2, 1 now. The button lights up. If she can't hit
she
that...
She punches the guy.
That's fine. You can do that. Fail. You get one good punch, though.
Worth it. She just walks out. But, license drop.
No, seriously. Light, roll it up. 3 seconds to look around, hit it. Which is honestly, it should be like 1 second. It should be enough where you go bang, bang, looking around, bang. If you can't hit it fast enough, your reflexes are shit and you shouldn't be driving a car. And they should do that with everyone, and the older you get, the more regular. And most people, up until a certain age, you can imagine us going, yep, bang, yep, light up, bang, yep, okay, there's 10 of them, yep, you pass, no worries. But there's old people, you know, you see them walking around in Woolies, and you can tell they have no idea where they are. They are so doddery and old, they're about to fall over and die, and then they go and get in a 2-ton killing machine and drive home. But they have no idea what's going on. If you said to them... And this is why you do it in two ways. We're going to explain this test once. Are you listening? Yes. These 6 buttons in front of you are going to light up one at a time. As they light up, you need to press them. This will happen 10 times. This is a test. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, unfortunately, your cognitive abilities aren't what they need to be. Get out. Obviously, it'll be a nicer statement than get out, but security should have to grab them and take their keys.
Have to call your next of kin. That was intense, what just happened. And
you're just worried that you'll lose your license under the Riley scheme.
We didn't even have this down to talk about, did we? And you seem to have had all this planned.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to fix the world. You obviously don't give a shit.
What else? What other schemes have you got?
Like, I don't know. More smacking.
Do the old people at the moment, do they even have to like do a physical driving? Do they get into a vehicle?
No.
Yeah, see, that's fucked.
This is why, and I understand not being able to like staff a vehicle for old people to get in and out of. But if this is where you go, this is a simple test. We're going to tell you to do something. If you don't understand, then you're obviously fucking useless. If you can't do the test, then you're obviously fucking useless.
The thing that worries me is when I see old people driving is that most of them can't even see over the steering wheel.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, even you do this most basic test, and for the most part, it's going to weed out the worst of them. You know, where they go, what the? If they go, these all buttons are going to light up one at a time. There'll be 10 of them that light up. You have to press them. They'll only stay lit for 3 seconds. If they go, what day is it? You go, sorry, Mrs. Doubtfire, you're obviously not able to hold a license. You don't know what day it is. And then, you know, you put him in a home.
Yeah.
RTA have the power.
And you put them in a home? What a day. You take away their independence and you put them in the home.
And the RTA has special powers that allow them to put people in homes.
And cut off all ties with their family.
Obviously cut off limbs and cut off limbs.
Cut off their feet so they can physically never drive in their hands.
And it's called getting stumped.
Wow.
That's a nickname it'll be called.
It's a new term. It'll be like the 2022 term of the year.
Hat man. It's a really bad fucking segue. Let's find something else. Okay. Oh, your dad was in the Navy. So your dad was in the Navy.
My dad has been in the Navy since he was 18 or 19. And he has finally decided to retire.
How many years were you in the Navy for?
49 years.
Why not say for one more year and make it 50? What the fuck?
Well, that was actually my first. That's the first
thing. Surely, like, they get something else. He probably gets a hat at 50 years or something.
A hat.
Do they shoot him out of a cannon at 50 years? That's why he was worried. You know the rules, Mr. Haig, into the cannon.
How good would that be? I don't actually know why.
But they shoot you to Hawaii, though.
How good would that be?
I mean, Hawaii would be good. Yeah. This is beautiful. Splat.
Like a Pearl Harbor thing. No, I don't know why he didn't do the 50 thing, because he's actually still contracting to them. So I'm like, well, why not just just stay there?
What's his job? Dancer?
Yes. He goes, you know, he's got like the mop and they do like the he goes
yeah,
and entertains the troops.
The bell bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does like the, yeah, like, we've got to give them, make sure that
morale's
high.
He goes with like Christina Aguilera and they go overseas.
Send the Gary Haig dance troupe over. You can do it, boys. Here's a dance just for you.
Named it. That's it. That is my father. Wait, and I'm proud of him. I'm so proud of him. He was a warrant officer for a long time. And
I thought you were saying he was a warrior.
He was a warrior.
Kill everyone. Warrior. Yeah, but warrant officer, that's like, what does he do? Was like, that's like saying, what do you do?
Oh my God, can I answer the fucking question?
I'm a manager. What do you manage? That's none of your fucking business. He's a warrant officer. That's his, like,
yeah.
That's but his title and his
that's
rank.
That's his title, but he was an electrician on board for a long time.
Yeah, right.
And now he rewrites like a lot of safety stuff for like submarines and ships.
Oh God, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. So,
has he ever written a book?
I think so. I think he's written many.
Oh, that'd be real page turners, I bet.
Dad is an exciting man. You've met him.
Do you know what a U-boat is?
No.
Well, here's a joke that no one's going to get. A U-boat is what they called German submarines during the war. They were called U-boats.
Why?
I don't know. It's just what they were called, U-boats. So maybe, I'm sure that someone's probably listening to this going, it's because it stands for Ursmacht Dagboot. I don't know. They were called U-boats. These German submarines were called U-boats.
What's this got to do with anything?
Because it's a joke, because you just talked about submarines.
Yeah.
And there was two Italians and they were keeping lookout during the war.
Yeah.
And one of them pointed and said, ew, is that a U-boat? And the other one went, no, that not a my boat. Is that a U-boat?
Why are they Italian?
Well, because the need for that accent thing to work, it has to be Italian. Is that a U-boat? No, that's not a U. My boat, is that a U-boat? Like, is it yours?
That's terrible.
How many minutes are we in? I always thought that this would work well as a World War II style joking podcast.
Now, how do we incorporate Hitler into this?
Would you ever think about joining the Defence Force? Actually, they wouldn't have you.
I actually did think about it when I was at school.
You could
school.
Join your dad's dance group.
Yes.
Do it for M, boys. Just twerking on the boat.
That's my girl.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's disturbing. No, I did think about it, but no, I just...
I'm no sleepwalkers allowed in the Navy?
Sleep. Oh, no.
That's a question I got asked when I tried to join the Navy. And they were like, really? I didn't realize when I said, yeah, I have sleepwalked.
Did you actually try to join the Navy?
Yeah. Have I not talked about this on here?
Probably.
Yeah. I was in
the block out a lot of what we talk about.
Just after school. It was a bit of a process. And then
is there any job you have not tried to fucking do? No, I actually do remember us talking about this. But yeah. Seriously.
I've had a lot of jobs. I have a new job now, actually, people wouldn't have heard about. I'm working for a signage company.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
You want to give it a plug?
SWS signage for all your signage needs.
Would you ever go back to the Defence Force, Louis?
Yes. As a warrior.
I once did one of those
I will join your Navy as a warrior or as a dance troop commander.
As a warrior or nothing at all.
I will be dance commander or warrior. One or the other. No, we're right, sir. Okay.
I did one of those army boot camp courses up at the Singleton Army base thing.
All the kangaroo shit.
And it was horrible. I get really claustrophobic and you have to go through those little tiny tunnels with all the mud and...
Well, you've pretty much been to war now. Now you know how all the soldiers feel.
I'm pretty much a warrior.
But,
oh my God.
It's usually you burping the microphone.
You are disgusting tonight.
I just farted as well.
Did you?
So you've been watching some show called Love is Blind.
Oh, it's the best.
Now, it's a bit, it puts a bunch of people, what is it, like 20 guys and 20 girls?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
But they never get to see each other.
Well, not at the start, no.
And then they try and talk to people until they get, like, they
go on dates with each other and then if they fall in love, they propose because that's normal.
and then hope that the other either ones they are attracted to.
Yeah.
That's a... You know what is terrible? I actually feel like this could really fuck with someone's psyche where they could have been like, oh, I get along so well with this person.
Don't all reality shows just fuck with people's psyches? Yeah. Isn't that why we love them?
But yeah, but I guess with this one where it's like, because you are you wrong to be like, I find intellectually, I find this person so interesting, get along so well, but they look, they have a face like a drop pie.
I guess that's what friendship is. I guess that's why you and I make such good friends.
Because I don't care how you look.
Because I like you as a person, but fuck.
You are smoking hot as a man.
Because that's seriously what friendship is. Like, I really like you, but yeah, I don't find you attractive.
Yeah, but I guess, oh, fuck. What? Fucking big, fat, stupid, stuttering mole. I don't like you either. What a cunt.
No, but I mean that's
Louis,
what...
let's make this perfectly clear. You look like shit, but we're friends. You big bag of shit. No, but so you imagine you're on this show, right? And you're like, yeah, I love her. And then they open the curtain and she looks like hell. Or vice versa, he looks like hell. Whatever it might fucking be. And you're like, I can't. I'm not sexually or physically attracted to this person fucking
I mean,
whatsoever.
Admittedly, there was no one on there that was really like, ugh.
No, I want them to do that. As much as I'm saying this show's terrible.
There was people on there that were like every race, there was everyone, there was like all sizes, but there was definitely no one on there that you're just like, oh my God.
Can you see people connected going, they're not going to match. You know what I mean? Because generally speaking, you can have a look at a guy or a girl and know that they are, I know it seems silly, but you can be like, they might be considered, you know, as attractiveness goes as a 7 out of 10 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Whether how they exactly look, you might be like, well, let's call them a 7 out of 10. And you might be like, so they probably want to go with someone who's a 6 to 7 or 8, you know, whatever.
Apparently,
like,
you're attracted to your own level of attractiveness. Like,
I am.
And that's why you're not kind of like yeah, I find like...
I like supermodels.
I was going to... No, you fucking know. That's why I find
I've seen the fucking trollops you look at the pub.
That's why, like, you can look at, like, I don't find, like, I guess I find, like,
so mood. I guess what can you're I saying, finish? No, fuck because me. You just told me how ugly I was. Now you're saying I only like people that my
don't
ugliness.
Don't turn this around so to make me and Megan enemies. Say about do not my do this. Wife. Do not do this to
what
me.
What did you say? Megan and I are
friends. Go fuck yourself.
Take your wife's name out of my take my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. So you reckon naturally we go for people at a similar level?
No, I've read something on it, like it's a like a thing.
You read a journal like entry a in your journal.
Psychology thing that you go because like you have you know like your own limits, like your own like you're not going to go for something like
I know what you're saying, and you know what? It probably is right, and that's just life as well. But I mean it's also what people find attractive can be hard, can be different. Like I'm sure there are people that are going, wait, she's like a 10 and he's like a 6. And it's like, yeah, but maybe to her, he has aspects that, you know. And I guess it's but this is where it comes down to personality as well, though. I guess it's every relationship, it's a personal and a physical, you know, like a personality part and a physical part of it. But then you're like, oh, then they did one. Oh, I fucking hate, I tell jokes and Em will laugh and then not actually hear what I've said. Because she's like, yeah, then they did one. Where they actually got to see each other, but not. And then I said, "Oh, well," and we called it "Love is Deaf," and they were just could see each other but not talk to each other. And she started laughing. He goes, "Yeah, no," but it was like "Love is not blind." I went, "I just said love is deaf." You went, "Oh, I thought you said love is dead," but laughed at it. And I'm like, "What is that? That doesn't fucking make any sense." So I'm like telling jokes. It really starts to question. You start to question yourself, like, "Well, she laughed at that. Didn't actually hear it right." Is she laughing at my jokes that I should tell her? Or is she just laughing because she heard something? Like she laughed here at Frog and she'd be like, listen to that frog. It's a good one. So love is deaf, right?
Love is deaf.
And that's for
where
people.
You just see each other.
That wouldn't work either. That'd lead to a lot of fucking. That's about it. Yeah. And you have a very good reason to be like, can't talk. We could point at each other's genitals and fuck. You know what I mean? Like if you were stuck like, oh, we cannot physically talk to each other, we can't hear each other, we can't write anything down, it would just pretty much come down to, like, Massage? Oh, okay, and then you're fucking 2 seconds later. If you can't talk to each other, it would go down to that basic instinct. That's why dogs fuck all the time, because they can't talk to each other.
But then you get these people that meet that are like, oh, I didn't speak English, or I didn't speak Japanese, or I didn't speak Italian. And then
fucking
I
fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we just knew we had a connection. It's all a load of shit.
We just knew, and I just knew when I went.
You found them hot. I knew you got them pregnant.
When I was 6 and I went to Indonesia, I wanted a 25 Indonesian, and we just fell in love. Fucking losers. And I wanted someone who was quiet and wouldn't question my old boomer tendencies.
Excuse me.
Love on the Spectrum. Which is
another fantastic reality show.
Which is people dating on the spectrum being the autism spectrum. Now, I do like the idea of how it's sort of more better understood than it was in the past. How there is a spectrum. It's not like you're either autistic or you're not really. It's like, you know, there's levels of you know, autism and how people, I guess, you know, function and stuff like that. But this show, I've seen some links to it. And I don't know how they fix it, but, and I don't know if what I'm about to say is actually like considered probably like offensive, but
politically correct.
If there was a spectrum being 1 to 100 of autism, 0 being not autistic at all, and 100 being non-speaking, barely non-verbal. Functioning, autistic. If you put someone as a 75 on the show and match them up with someone who's a 10, and it's like, here, love on the spectrum, you've both got autism. It doesn't feel fair to watch like, it's like, yeah, I mean, that's all well and good that you're both on the spectrum, but this guy can't keep eye contact with you and is obviously showing more.
But surely the 10 would be like, no.
No, I don't think so, because they're on TV. They get to be on TV. Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm like that as well. I wash my hands.
But I don't think being on TV is something that autistic people generally are.
75 out of 100 don't want to, but 10s out of 100 do.
Yeah.
I'm these numbers up. I don't know if there's people listening
75
going,
over here.
I'm a 20 out of 100. Thank you very much.
Have you ever thought that maybe you are on the spectrum, Louis?
Yeah, 100% I would be. But I mean, everyone's, this is where it's on the spectrum.
I was joking, but you actually think you are.
Yeah, I would be. I mean, I think when you notice things in yourself and, you know, I'm very smart. I know that much. Mm-hmm. I'm all the good things about autistic. And I
wish you were nonverbal.
That's very offensive to
make
my,
a very, that's very interesting show
to my people. There's a lot of people like me who are 50s. So no, but like this is where you can't. I feel like it's being like it's because it's like on the spectrum. I guess it's a new thing. Like, you know, the autism spectrum has sort of been discussed more. But it's almost like being let's put two disabled people together to get them dating, and going here's, you know, John, he's missing a leg and a hand. And here's Jenny. She is deaf and blind and mute. And John's going, what the fuck? And she's just, which is not fair either. On it, but, and then being like, yeah, you're both disabled.
I swear there is a show like that, though, that disabled thing.
It's just your dating life.
Walk have straight you ever into that dated one. Someone with a disability?
Have you ever dated I mean, mental disabilities. No.
Are you
not,
doing it right now?
not that I would say. No, I don't think so. I mean, not that I would be ever against that idea, I guess. I mean, I guess it's more about, like, with the disabilities, like, how debilitating it is as well. You know, like.
Yeah.
I think I'd prefer to deal with. I think, but this is wrong to say deal with. But, like. Mental.
What a man.
Mental
disability. I would deal with so much.
I'm happy to deal with you, baby. But if you, I think you could argue that, like, there'd be a lot of people with mental disabilities or mental health problems, and their partners are going, I would much prefer them to have one leg and not the mental health problems.
You know
what I'm saying, though? Like,
Yeah. Like, my anxiety is horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know what limb I'd give up, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is it. I mean, I actually think,
But I talk about it with my partner.
Yeah.
And he is the most carefree guy in the world. Like, he even says to me, Like, I just don't get anxiety. I don't. Mm. And he openly admits that he doesn't get anxiety. He doesn't feel anxiety. Every now and again he will if there's like a big job coming up with work or something like that. Yeah. But very, very rarely does he get or feel anxiety. Even that this afternoon, our house is like an absolute mess at the moment. And I was like, even that was giving me anxiety. And he's like, I understand. He's like, oh, well, no, I don't really understand, but I understand that you're feeling that.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, and everyone's a bit different. I don't feel I get anxious very often. Like, not really. It's like a... But I don't feel, I guess, depression very often. Like, and it's sort of hard because everyone will go through moments, and it's, but it's more like, is it a clint, like where it's like, is it ongoing as well? You know what I mean? But yeah, if you were like someone with like a proper, like, I have bipolar and it is really hard to deal with, but physically you're okay, you know, like, I don't know. There'd probably be a lot of people going, no, please, I would happily take on someone who has a disability. And you know what I think as well? A disability, I can understand. They can't hear. Okay, I understand that. Where it's like bipolar, Jesus Christ, that could be a nightmare to deal with someone who is like, especially like medicated bipolar and stuff like that. This is a good chat.
Yeah. Really hope you guys are having a laugh.
Remember from your dad getting shot out of a cannon 50 years in the Navy.
What were we talking about? You being on the spectrum, I think.
Yeah, we're just talking about love on the spectrum, me being on the spectrum.
I once dated a guy... Yeah, the only time I've dated anyone with any kind of disability was I dated a guy who had one of those like stoma bag things.
Yeah,
but that was
colostomy bag, is it?
Yeah, I think it's called like a stoma bag now, but like
Because the stoma is the So I learned this when I was killing people in nursing.
Yeah,
the stoma, that's where they take out your like areas of your intestine
and they attach it to the outside.
Yeah, so rather than pooing out your bum, they redirect your bowel to like a spot out on your stomach, and then you'll catch it in a bag. It's pretty intense.
It's very confronting the first time you kind of learn about it and hear about it, but then you kind of realize how common it is when you get into nursing.
Yeah, and also I guess you learn like what it is, and it's just like, it's just a bum hole in a different spot. That's sort of what it is, really. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, yeah. I when I was doing nursing, I didn't know. And I remember I was like, I was always in nursing trying to ask like legitimate questions where I thought about things. Mm. And they were started talking about these stoma bags. Or I thought, yeah, whatever they were called back then. And I was like, oh, that's really intense. And they're like, yeah, it's a big life-changing thing. And me being like a young guy, at the time I was like 21, 22, I was like, holy shit, I don't know how I would handle that. And we were having like a back and forth with the teacher. And I was like, and I asked something along the lines of like, does this lead to people having like, you know, suicide attempts? Is it? And she got really like angry at me. And I was like, you don't say that, but there's still people. I'm like, yeah, holy fuck,
no,
I know.
It does. It was like, I knew someone that had to get one, or who was on the brink of like almost having to get one.
Yeah, yeah.
And she openly said, I would rather end up in a box than get a bag.
And this is why, and it was
it's a thing.
And it wasn't like I went, oh, yeah, they should just kill themselves.
What are they, excuse me, why didn't all these people just kill themselves? Ah, good question, yuck. Louis.
yuck, why don't they go to a dating show where they all have bags like this?
Why don't we just euthanize these people?
They call it bag of love. Oh, if anyone's listening to this stone bag, they are furiously writing down details to either get this show on the air or to sue us.
Either way.
But I couldn't believe it. They were like,
we'll be famous.
She got really upset. And this was the same, one of the same classes where we had to do a, so yeah, she was like offended that I would suggest that mental health issues could occur because of this condition. And I'm like,
maybe this is why, because you didn't do a mental health placement in your nursing degree and I did. So maybe they've been like, hang on a minute, we have to incorporate this.
But I just feel like that some of the teachers, like in any course, they were just a little bit like, there was no like nuancy, like where it was like, okay, he's literally asking, does this have mental health effects on people? Mm. He's not suggesting that you go and kill themselves. And that's what sort of how they reacted to it. Yep. This is also nursing when it was like, okay, after every placement, you have to do a self-reflection report on how you handled things, situations you came across, how you dealt with them, blah, blah, blah. And one of what I wrote was like, I noted down, I couldn't believe just how busy nurses were. I always assumed that nurses would be, that they would have more time to do things. So that was one of my reflections, being like, yeah, it is literally, for a lot of nurses, moving from bed to bed to bed to bed to bed to bed to morning tea to bed to bed to bed to bed, like nonstop. And I was like,
and it's still like that.
Yeah. And I was like, because you think of any other industry, like no one will generally work like that quickly and still have more and more work to do. Like obviously there are, but, and I wrote that down, like I the amount of work that nurses do on a shift surprised me. And then I got like written in red, like, never think this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Why?
And I was reflecting. You can call them a bunch of dumb cunts.
How can you be wrong in a reflection?
I don't know.
You reflected incorrectly.
Never ever think this. And it's like, what? Okay. Well, yeah, it's not like I went, I thought nurses were a bunch of fucking idiots. And I still believe that.
I thought nurses just sat around all day gossiping.
I was just like, I was surprised at the workload and just like.
I thought all nurses slept with the doctors.
I watched a country.
Nobody slept with me.
There were no wombats in my doctor's surgery. Like, you know, a country practice.
Never see that because I'm not 90.
I just remember there was a wombat in the intro. That's about all I remember.
He's telling about your childhood. Jesus.
If there's anything else, let's end with at least one last thing. Oh, mattress return. So we got a new mattress and walked past our old mattress sitting up in the hallway. It's covered in stains.
I'm just tempted to just run at it. Remember you used to put your old trampolines before they came with like safety gauges? You used to be able to put them up on their side and just run at them when you were a kid?
Please don't run at that in the hallway.
I'm definitely going to.
It'll just bounce back. It'll damage the wall.
And I'll dodge the poo stain. Sorry.
But we got this mattress and it's like, hey, it's in a box. You cut it open and it lays flat. And it's like, you get to sleep on this for 4 months.
Nothing like a mattress in a box.
Hey,
screams comfort.
I know, but this is why they say 4 months. And if you don't like it, you can give it back.
Shit on it and send it back.
This is, and they're like, we donate it. And there's a few rules, like if it's dirty or like damaged, you can't. But it's like, what? If I go, I don't like it, and they go, okay, no worries. Are they going to come around and go, this? Someone has pooed in this bed.
Like, I'm sorry. I can tell when a bed's had an orgy in it. And this one's had several.
This bed stinks of sex.
How do you know? There's literally 8 people in this room right now, not wearing clothes, so.
And they're all inside each other, like a weird train.
Oh, we've all been there.
Oh, love is blind. Love has no sense of smell. That'd be a good one. You don't get to smell.
Every sense. That's a show for every sense.
You don't get to smell each other until you agree to get married. You lose then. Oh, she stinks. Stinks like shit and piss and burp. Yuck. I take it all back. Hook me up with an autistic chick with bipolar and no hands. Be easier than this. Isn't fucking living with this garbage tip. She's got ibises hanging around her.
Who calls them ibises?
That's what they are. You know about bin chickens? Is that what people call them?
Yes. Address them by their scientific name, thank you.
Binus chickenatus. Binus chickenatus. I think that's almost right on now. Well, that's episode 30 done and dusted. Only took us 5 years.
What a 30.
Stay tuned in 2024 for episode 31.
When I've got 18 children.
Oh, God. To 18 different men.
Oh, could you imagine?
All with different disabilities. Look.
Thanks for tuning in, remember, all three of you.
We've still got stickers and magnets.
Does anyone want them?
I gave away like 2.
Did
my
you?
My whole fucking time.
I'm still trying to convince Daniel to put one on his car.
I convinced myself that maybe people just didn't want to reach out. Like they were maybe like, oh, no, I wouldn't want to ask one. That'd be rude. But I think it's just like they just don't want one. I've still got it. I mean, well, they've been in like 2 cars I've had now, but I feel like the heat's probably like warped them and stuff like that. So I'm not sure.
I'm just going to start putting them in like birthday cards and.
I'll start putting them at my new signage business when people ask for signs. I'll just put
them.
I'll be like, guys, just chuck this in the window when you're done.
Do it.
All right, now. Well, and this is our Easter special.
Oh, yeah, it's Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Christ haveth rhythm. What?
I don't know. You said Cripe haveth ribbeth. Some sort of like frog with a lisp. Ribbeth. Oh. Good night, everyone.
See you in a few years, guys.
Bye.
Bye.